Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me if you just tuned in. If you've already been listening, we're glad you're here. Glad you're continuing to stay with us. Mr. Rick Pinion is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He joins us again, as he does every month, to give us another update on financial planning, on what to do with our money, how to manage our money, maybe even how to raise a little capital. I'm going to ask him about that today. He's here today to talk to us about something called Regulation D. Rick Pinion, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And of course, as always, folks, as you've heard me say many times, you and I, most of us work in the world of caveat emptor in the marketplace, that part of the marketplace. Rick is in the securities business. He's in the full disclosure side of the house. And so, therefore, he has a little thing he needs to say for us. Go ahead, Rick.
Right, yeah. A little disclaimer this morning to start things off with. First of all, discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through AIG Advisor Group, Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC. And as with any investment vehicle, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Listeners should be aware that there are risks inherent in all investments, such as the fluctuation and investment principal. Thank you very much.
And people wonder why the security industry doesn't have groupies. Rick. Hey, Rick. Good job there, Rick. Okay, Regulation D. That's what you got on your mind today, isn't it?
Yeah, Reg D. It may be a mystery to many people that are listening. Say, what in the world is Reg D? What's a Reg D offering? Well, it's mainly for small businesses, and that's our audience, isn't it, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Rule 505 of Regulation D is also Regulation D is a very, very interesting tool, and it's really been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. In other words, under the Securities Act of 1933, which you and I have talked about in previous shows, any time that a person wants to offer to sell any type of securities or stock, normally, those have to be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington, D.C., or, and the big or, is if they meet an exemption, and this exemption is Reg D.
An example of a registered stock, a registered offering, would be a stock offered by a public company.
Right.
Those are registered stocks. Pick one out, small cap, large cap, whatever it might be. Those are registered stocks. With the SEC, right, and they're managed by the NASD.
Yeah, and it's a huge undertaking, Jim. I mean, prospectus has to be made.
Very expensive.
Preliminary prospectuses.
Often prohibitively expensive.
Yes, and so small businesses would be shut out of that process if we didn't have Reg D.
And small businesses are shut out of the process without Reg D. But then you have the exemption. Now the exemption is exemption from registration, right?
Exactly. It means that we don't have to go through that long legal process of registering the stock under the SEC rules and regulations. And so these are mainly for smaller offerings. So, for example, if a person's going to raise some capital for their firm, and let's suppose they want to raise, let's say, $1 million over a 12-month period, then they can go ahead and do that. The only thing they have to do is file a form with the SEC called a Regulation D form. And in that form, it basically talks about, who the names and addresses of the company owners and stock promoters, but it doesn't contain a whole lot of information about the company itself. It's just more of an informational type device to let people know who's offering these particular securities.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way,
but now that's with the SEC. But it's not that easy though, right, Rick? I mean, there are other things involved. It's easier and less expensive than a full registration, but there are other hoops that have to be jumped through, aren't there?
Of course. For example, we have the state, you know, the state securities regulators.
Right. Every state is different.
We call those blue sky laws.
Yep.
And so you have to check with your state to see what they require as well. And many times the states will require more formal disclosure. So, no, we're not saying it's easy. All we're saying it's a little bit more streamlined for smaller business owners.
Well, and it still takes time. It still takes a lot of work. It's still going to cost you some money. But it's not. It probably isn't prohibitively expensive. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. And Rick, I also want to talk about it from the standpoint of what about if I want to invest in a Reg D type of offering? We'll talk about both of those right after these messages with our good friend Rick Pinion. He's the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services. Twin Tails, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to be able to take a course on financial planning and lots of different things that you need to pay attention to as you're managing your money, if you find Rick Pinion's position in our brain trust, and go back through all of the interviews that he and I have done over all these years, Rick, these many years that you've been part of our brain trust, which I'll find out in a minute how long it's been. I've got these records. If you go back and, folks, and you listen to some of those archives, each one of them have a different topic. We identify them for you in the archive. Go back through there and listen to those. There's a wealth of information that Rick has made available over the years to us. And, Rick, we appreciate that very much. And thank you for allowing us to record those and to have them available to our audience for posterity.
Well, you're welcome, Jim. And one of the fun things about my job is I'm a holistic financial planner.
Right.
Which means I'm like a primary doctor that you go to for a checkup. We cover a lot of different things in financial planning, and that's one of the things I enjoy doing is imparting some of that wisdom to the listeners.
And of course, you have your own website. Won't you give that to us, please?
Yeah, it's www.pinion, like opinion without the O. It's pinionfinancial.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, you'll find lots of interesting information.
Pinionfinancial.com, folks, lots of good stuff there, including a number of calculators, a number of financial calculators. So, Rick, folks, we're talking about Regulation D, exempted securities that are exempted from full registration with the SEC. You still have to file something with the SEC, but the big issue with the 50 with the Reg D offerings, Rick, are that you have to file them with the states that you want to operate in, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not all states, just the ones you think you'll operate in. The issue, Rick, is if a small business wants to raise $1 million or $5 million, that's not enough money to raise to justify the cost of a full registration, is it? And the ongoing compliance that you have.
Right. And so if you're saying to yourself, okay, maybe $5 million is not enough, there's a certain section called Rule 506, and we call that the safe harbor for private offering exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can basically raise an unlimited amount of money. And you had raised a question, Jim, right before we went to the break about who can invest in these types.
Right. Yeah, but the issue, the reason we're bringing this up, folks, is two reasons. Number one, you might be one of the people who would want to raise capital for your small businesses this way, or somebody you know might come to you with a Reg D offering and say, will you invest in my business?
Right.
Now, go ahead.
And so we have to look at the qualifications of the investor. And, of course, there's different rules, but just to kind of give you kind of a general idea, the people who normally invest in Reg D, or what we call accredited investors. In other words, these are people, because a lot of these are somewhat, how do I put this? They could be a little bit riskier than other types of investments.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, an accredited investor can lose that money and it won't affect them as much as someone who has more limited means. So what do we mean by an accredited investor? Well, normally when we think about that, we think of two things. Number one, we look at how much assets they have, what's their net worth. So, for example, once a person exceeds $1 million of net worth, they would qualify as an accredited investor. The other thing we look at is their income. So, for example, if you have a husband and wife filing a joint return and they've exceeded $300,000 of income over the last, say, 2 years, most recent years, and it's expected that income is going to continue, then those are what they call accredited investors. And the SEC is very concerned that the people that invest in these Reg D offerings meet criteria,
mm-hmm.
so that they, so the person won't come back later and say, gee, I've lost my home or my business or whatever. Other accredited investors would include banks, insurance companies, employee benefit plans, large organizations.
Right.
So there's a host of them, but I think you can have
any number of accredited investors involved, but non-accredited investors, you're limited to a certain number, aren't you?
Yeah, normally it's 35.
Right.
And
for most small businesses just trying to raise some capital, those numbers aren't prohibitive typically. But if you're trying to put together a big deal, back in the 70s and 80s, Rick, there were a lot of private placements that were launched to raise capital for oil wells, for real estate, for research and development, for cattle. There were a lot of, and many of them were tax shelters. Some of them were not. But this was the vehicle that those industries, the syndication industry, used to get their product out there.
And what I think is fascinating, Jim, I think you have a little bit of experience in this area too, don't you?
Well, yeah, I was part of that industry back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And part of my job was I was involved in the blue sky compliance with the states. I was involved in developing these private placement memorandums and making sure that it was that these were documents that complied with the law, but also were documents that you could actually offer to a prospect and that they would, they would be interested in. And so it's the main thing, Rick, you and I are not going to get across in this little short time we have all the benefits and all of the disadvantages, which I want to talk about in a minute, of a Reg D. I just want people to know, I'm glad you're bringing this up, I want everyone to know that there is such a thing as a Regulation D, exempted from full registration security, especially for small business owners if they want to raise capital. We need more ways to raise capital than just the two or three ways that we have now. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Rick Pinion.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Rick Pinion, happy anniversary, baby. This is our 7th anniversary. Did you know that?
Magnificent 7.
Yeah. Rick's been part of our Brain Trust for 7 years this month. In fact, it's 7 years today.
And you know how it started, Jim?
How'd you start?
Well, I was listening to you and Beverly Williams one day. And
that's right.
I called up and said, I'm the president of the Potomac Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to come on and talk a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce. And you put me on, and it's been fun ever since.
I remember that. WMET out of Gaithersburg. And you heard us on the show there, on the air there. And as you say, Beverly, who was just on the show, you guys got to say hello during the break. An old friend of yours. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you reached out to me like that, because you've been a great resource. And of course, you and I've become good friends, which is important to me. But you've been a great resource for us. And so, happy anniversary on 7 great years. Let's do 7 more. What do you think?
Yeah, another magnificent 7.
Exactly.
That'd be great.
Well, with you and me, it's got to be magnificent, right, Rick? Okay, we're talking about Reg D, folks. We're talking about something, and I know this is not exactly scintillating. This is not, you know, all that sexy a topic, but the thing is that you know, Rick, small business owners have three fundamental ways of raising money. Big companies have dozens. We have three. The profits we retain in our business that we make, earn, that we retain, the investment that we put in or someone else puts in, and bank loans, basically. Mm-hmm. And so we need more options. And the investment side, we need to have the ability to expand that, to be beyond the money we put in or the money that Aunt Sally puts in. We need to be able to go beyond that. If you've got a company that can come up, that can you know, produce the financial reporting and the business model that makes people want to invest in a company that they have no control over, and Reg D is one of those ways, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I'm thinking there might be some listeners out there that would like to get some more information on how, you know, work with a Reg D. And one thing they might want to do is go onto the SEC website, mm-hmm. which is sec.gov. They can call if they want a number for their local state and, you know, commissioner for securities. I have a phone number they can call, which is 202-737-0900. So I'm thinking there might be some business owners out there that are thinking about doing a Reg D.
Right.
Wherever they are, they should try to contact someone in their local area, especially a securities attorney that can help them walk them through some of these things.
By the way, Rick, before we go any further, I want to stick something in here real quick. You've got you're offering another seminar, another free seminar this weekend, aren't you, at the Puxio Marriott there in Bethesda?
On Saturday, thank you, Jim. On Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m., it's going to be, the title of it is Don't Let the IRS Take Up to 71% of Your Retirement Distributions and Take Up to 85% of Your Social Security.
If they want to find out more about that, Rick, they can call you. They can come to your website, or they can go to at opinionfinancial.com, or can they give us the phone number at your office there, the regular phone number.
The regular phone number is 301-652-4000.
Folks, check that out. If you live in the Washington D.C. area, that's a good one to go to. Rick, I want to talk about some of the disadvantages, some of the concerns. If you want to invest in a Reg D, if a security is a fully registered security, the IRS, I mean not the IRS, the SEC is all over that company. They're monitoring them left and right, even though I know we've had some problems with WorldCom and Enron, et cetera, but basically most companies aren't like that. But the SEC is all over them. With a Reg D, nobody is evaluating the value or the quality of that investment.
Yeah, Jim, you know the old saying, the higher the risk, the greater the potential return.
That's right.
That's the reason people invest in a Reg D. They believe in the company. They believe in the future. They're willing to take a chance, and they think there might be a more handsome payoff. Plus, they're benefiting small businesses.
Right.
That's what motivates people to invest in these.
But it's going to be a lot more. It's going to be a lot riskier than buying a mutual fund, folks. But the return could be a lot greater. And so, just something to think about. Two things you might want to invest in a Reg D. Learn more about it. You might want to be the issuer of a Regulation D exempt security to raise money for your business. And if you do, you can follow up on some of the stuff that Rick has offered and some of the connections. That's sec.gov, is that right?
Yes, www.sec.gov.
Rick, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
And happy anniversary.
Same to you.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be back on the other side of the news with Joan Pryde. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.